The following presentation, Our Man in Malaysia, was given by Jason Bain of Newcastle University at Network Shop 42 in April 2014.
Right, thank you very much. Yes, Our Man in Malaysia. So subtext to this is a shared services approach to internet connectivity at EduCity in Nusajaya, Malaysia. So I'm Jason Bain, one of the assistant directors in IT at Newcastle University, and I was responsible for all of the IT and our campus in Malaysia. So what I'd like to cover is a little bit of background to that, some drivers for collaboration, although I think they're probably obvious. What we actually did, obviously been a few challenges on the way, and then where do we go next? So give you some sort of geopolitical context. EduCity is part of the wider Skanda Malaysia Regional Development Programme, and that is real sort of strategic importance to both the federal government in Malaysia and also the regional government in Johor. And Skanda Malaysia is sort of zoned. There's an education zone, a finance zone, a leisure zone, and a housing zone. Finance, one not quite as developed as maybe Skanda wanted to be, but the others are quite developed. And this is all built around a new city. So they've built a new city out of virgin palm oil groves. And it's very close to the second crossing to Singapore. There's a little sort of a picture of the tip of Peninsula Malaysia. Malaysia's been in the press recently, probably concentrating a little bit further up in Malaysia, but this is right at the southern tip of Malaysia, just across the Strait of Johor from Singapore. Those of you who might remember, Singapore was part of the Malaysian Federation, but left or was pushed out, depending which side of that story you're on. And is a real sort of financial and shipping hub for the region, and Malaysia wants to try and get into that and improve on its shipping and finance sort of work as well. The one thing that's really going for Malaysia is it's got lots of land, whereas Singapore doesn't have very much at all. So sort of zooming in a little bit more into Skanda Malaysia, you probably can't see it, but up in the top left, there's a sort of part that says EduCity. Next to that is a Legoland, yes, Legoland's there, and some other sort of districts. So very close to Singapore, which is of strategic importance, and quite a lot of land. EduCity, which is the education part of that project, each higher education institution is invited to lead in a particular subject area. And Newcastle University was asked to come along and deliver its medical course. And there are some shared facilities there, accommodation and sports being the important ones. And NewMed Malaysia, Newcastle University Medicine Malaysia, give you an idea of timelines. We took our first students in 2009 because the campus wasn't ready. They were taught in the UK. And we actually got our hands on the campus in April 2011. Rather aggressive timescale. We were told to get the campus open for staff the next month, and the first students arrived in August. And this year, hopefully, some of those cohort one students will actually graduate. EduCity obviously isn't just about Newcastle University. Southampton opened campus there in 2012, centering on engineering. University of Reading are hopefully opening a campus in 2015. And there are a few other institutions from other countries. And also Marlborough College, a public school here in the UK, have a school out in EduCity as well. So what did we do about the internet before this metropolitan area network was developed? We were the first tenant at EduCity, so there wasn't a great deal of infrastructure around. Lots of big open spaces, and us in the sort of middle of it. But for us to deliver our medical education there, internet connectivity was crucial. This might be a sort of remind you of the world here in the UK. Tail circuits, predominantly from one supplier, Telecom Malaysia. Very expensive compared to the UK. when I did the tender exercise, you see the output of at the end, we're talking about 10 times the price you would pay for a circuit here in the UK. We started off by talking to the equivalent of Janet out there. It's called Myron. But the downside with Myron is they don't provide any internet transit. So if you wanted to have a connection, a fast connection back to the UK on the education networks, you could get that through Myron, but you would have to go and procure another circuit just to get normal internet transit. So we did a tendering exercise, which included connections to Myron. But in the end, we awarded a contract to Singtel. Perversely, that's Singapore Telecom, just across the Straits of Johor, and we bought 50 megabits of internet connectivity. Just to give you an idea on cost, that was about $100,000 per year. And we also got a 10 megabit broadband circuit from Telekom Malaysia, which we use for a limited amount of backup. So you can see the costs there are quite high. And whilst we were the anchor tenants, we couldn't really do any sharing before. As other institutions have opened, the idea of sharing has sort of bubbled up. So there's some obvious partners as a UK institution out there in talking to about sharing. Southampton, Reading, and of course our colleagues at Janet. So what would you try and do from that sort of sharing? What are the benefits? Well, dare I say it, the obvious one is around cost, but also that shared internet service might be able to provide better capacity, better resilience, and reduce the management overhead of handling all these contracts. That's certainly what are the benefits to the HEIs, but the benefits to Janet, just sort of going on from what Josh has said, are, well, they want to expand their horizons, they want to be able to provide this service both in the UK and outside, so timing worked quite fortuitously for us, and we were able to bring this all together at the same time and share that experience with Janet. It really is a shared piece of work, so each party brings something to the table. So in the case of Newcastle University, some of you might know that until the end of December I used to run the regional network in the northeast of England. Well, I'm back in the regional networking business again, running the metropolitan area network in EduCity. So we bring that management experience, we've provided the routing equipment, and we host the primary connection. Southampton are providing fibre between their campus and ourselves and hosting the backup connection. Reading, when they come online, will provide fibre to NewMed in Southampton. That in itself will improve resilience. And Janet are the lead contracting authority. They bring all that contractual experience and that transnational contractual experience as well. They manage the relationship with the supplier and have actually put some finance into Pump Prime. This is a project. So what will we get? Well, if you bear in mind, I said that we had 50 megabits of internet connectivity. Well, we're going to get a 1 gig connection worth 100 megabits of broadband backup. They'll be delivered, sort of noted earlier, into two different campuses. Each HEI, building on the work that we've done and the man's here, will get two connections to that metropolitan area network for resilience. And we're going to share all of these costs. And just to put that into context, that sharing is leading to about a $1,000 a year extra that Newcastle University is paying compared to its 50 megabits, but it gets a third share at the moment in this 1 gigabit pipe. So that sharing work has really allowed us to buy more for about the same money. And of course, it doesn't just stop at the UK institutions. You saw there were other institutions there. We have the ability to extend that to other institutions, and also as part of the contract that Janet have let, be able to call off additional lumps of bandwidth if required. This is a networking conference, so I had to put a networking diagram in, but basically you can sort of see the idea of having resilience. So the man here on the left-hand side and each institution connected to two different points on that man. Well, we've had some interesting issues with BGP. Continued to have a few interesting issues with BGP. The 1 gig circuit is delivered into Telekom Malaysia's international gateway, which is actually across the road from the campus. They were not prepared to entertain the idea of putting BGP over the broadband circuit. So working with colleagues at Janet, we're actually running a tunnel back to the UK. Maybe it's not the most optimal set of routing, I agree, but does give us some ability to have some resilience. The broadband connections and the production 1 gig connections use completely separate bits of fibre. They go to two different telephone exchanges. So you know, physically, there's quite a bit of resilience there, but critically, what we want to do is be able to use that in a production sense. So that tunnel to Janet and London is really important to do that. Maybe it's in the future, we might be able to persuade Telekom Malaysia to have a tunnel on their network, but at least we'll have some level of resilience if the primary circuit goes down. Well, as I alluded to earlier, there have been a few challenges on the way. Let's start with contracts. So we've had some interesting discussions with Janet over contracts, and likewise, Janet have had some interesting discussions with Telekom Malaysia over contracts. Complicated a little bit further that Janet isn't actually dealing with the UK entities of our institutions, they're dealing with our Malaysian entities. But thankfully we persuaded everybody, including Telekom Malaysia, to contract under the law of England and Wales, which has made it a little bit easier for us. So we probably didn't set aside sufficient time to get those contracts nailed, but the key thing, and again, this idea of building on this as an exemplar, hopefully the next set of institutions that go forward won't have too much time spent on contracts. And then actually delivering service, well, Telekom Malaysia delivered a temporary circuit just based on a piece of dark fibre. That was delivered quite early on, but we still haven't accepted the final solution, so it's a little bit late. But probably not as late as the routing equipment that I ordered. Rather foolishly, I ordered from the UK because I was assured this wouldn't be a problem, and that was delivered 4 months late. Thankfully, everybody was late, so these things have actually come together, and we do have everything connected up. We've just got a few sort of tweaks to do with Telekom Malaysia on how they're delivering that primary circuit. So what are the next steps? Well, we need to finish that connectivity testing and then actually migrate first Newcastle University to the new network, and later on, early summer, hopefully Southampton will come on board. And in the future, well, I think we're all keen, given this element of cost sharing, to get other people on board. So those shared services that I talked about, the accommodation, which is currently managed by the developer of Iskander, and also the sports centre, which is bizarrely managed by Gateshead College. Some strange quirk of geography. Gateshead College are actually managing the sports centre, so possibly look at connecting them to the service. Reading's campus is currently being built, and hopefully will be ready in 2015 or possibly 16. And when they all come on board, we'll be able to provide some better resilience for the MAN and possibly look at some of those other institutions. When I was in Malaysia a couple of weeks ago, Marlborough College was certainly very keen. And I don't want to keep coming back to this, but you know, it really does sort of hit the bottom line of these institutions out there. Connectivity out there, very, very expensive. Anything that we can do to share that cost and bring that cost down is to be welcomed. And I shall stop there. Any questions at all?
Yeah, sure, we've definitely got, you've caught us up, so we definitely have a couple of minutes.
Said I would speak quickly.
We've got a steward here with a microphone who's gonna come and try and navigate these restrictive roads. It might be easier around the front for Rob.
Now, hopefully Rob is not going to ask me a very complicated technical question, but if he does, Michael up there will answer it.
Rob Evans, Janet. So we've got this tunnel back to the UK for the backup. Have you got some policy routing in place so that students can still watch BBC iPlayer?
Can the students watch BBC iPlayer? Although I don't think BBC iPlayer is probably the top of our international students' list of things to look at. I don't see any reason. Thank you, Rob.
He's shirking this one. Are there any less legally grey questions?
Andy Gutt with the University of Reading. We're actually a month ahead of schedule for our building, which is quite surprising.
Is that what a scandal is telling you?
No, we've actually...
Oh, you think you are? All right, okay.
Been over is IPv6 going to be available on the man?
Yes.
Good.
Now, how we handle the addressing for that is to be confirmed, because obviously... Well, at the moment, we're actually borrowing some PI addressing that we have here in the UK, which we've assigned back into Asia. Obviously, that's not going to work with IPv6. I'm looking at Rob, and he'll probably agree with me. But I'll look at somebody else. So we haven't quite worked out how to do the IPv6 addressing. But Janet has joined the local addressing supplier out there to at least enable that. So the man itself has an AS number, and that was brokered through APNIC. So the answer is yes, but I think the requirement comes from Reading rather than Southampton ourselves.
That's when we get
there. Absolutely, yes, yes.
Just one more question and then we'll move on.
Sam Wilson, University of Edinburgh and Eastman. The fibre routes between the campuses, are they your own private ones? Have you had to dig them, or are they stuff that the developer put in the ground for you or anything like that?
In the case of Southampton to NewMed, the developer has put them in the ground. They're probably not the most resilient of routes, and that's what we're hoping to fix when Reading come along. You think about when the development started, for in our case, building started in 2007, and the idea of having a metropolitan network just wasn't there. But hopefully, when Reading come on board, we're talking to them about getting some more sensible routes, and that in itself would drive out some resilience. I just should say, for those of you who have ever been to Newcastle University, we have these sort of arches. They decided to build a copy of the arches out in Malaysia, so that is actually our Malaysian campus. Right.
Thank you.
You very much.
Can you join me in thanking Jason for his interesting talk?
This recording was brought to you by Janet Training as part of NetWorkshop Online. Further information is available on our website at www.ja.net/training.